In their last public meeting of a long and bruising campaign, the three candidates in next week's Democratic primary for Berkshire District Attorney met in Stockbridge, Massachusetts, for a live debate on WAMC Tuesday. The Berkshire Theater Group's Fitzpatrick Main Stage was a fittingly dramatic setting for the ending of a hard-fought campaign. D.A. Paul Coccaviello and attorneys Andrea Harrington and Judith Knight debated on the set of the last production of the theater group's 90th season. The candidates were asked who they would be voting for in the gubernatorial and congressional primaries. Coccaviello, describing himself as a, quote, independent political thinker, said he hadn't made up his mind yet in either race.
I will be voting for Jay Gonzalez.
Harrington. Knight also said she'd be supporting Gonzalez and was the only candidate to also take a stand in the primary for the 1st House District, opting to support Springfield civil rights attorney Tahira Amatul Wadud over 29-year incumbent Congressman Richard Neal.
I like her ideas. I've spoken with her personally. I like what I see in her and hear in her, and so I'll be voting for her.
The candidates were asked if they would set self-imposed term limits. Coccaviello said he hadn't considered the question before.
Frankly, it seems to me it should be the voters' choice. If there's going to be accountability, it should be up to the voters. And if they decide after one term, two terms, three terms, keep going, that you're not doing the job, well, then that's their prerogative and that's their option.
If I'm elected, I know that I would want to stay at least two terms, maybe three.
Knight.
It's up to the legislature to make decisions as to whether or not there should be term limits for the district attorney's office.
Building a modern district attorney's office is going to bring us into the future. It's an ambitious goal. I think that two or three terms would be an appropriate length of time in order to accomplish that goal.
Harrington. Charging the current office with, quote, calcification, she turned the lens back on the incumbent DA and the manner in which he was installed into the role by departing former DA David Capeless and Governor Charlie Baker's office in March.
And, you know, when you talk about, you know, the district attorney's office being political, I mean, we've seen in just the way that this race started. It started with an effort, really, to keep the power within the same group of people. And I don't think it's healthy for democracy. I don't think it's been healthy for the district attorney's office.
Look, I realize that, Ms. Harrington, you may not want me in this race, but I'm in this race, okay?
Coccaviello. He said it was impossible to stay stagnant in the job and do it well.
That's spoken by someone who has never done this work.
He then turned to how he came into the role.
Stability and continuity in a public safety office, that is paramount. I'm not running on 5 months of being having a title of district attorney. I'm running on 30 years of service.
Knight used her closing remarks to attack the experience of both her rivals.
Paul, you are a prosecutor for 28 years. You've only been in a district attorney's office, so you know what you know, but you haven't seen out beyond what's happening outside of Berkshire County. And Andrea, you have so little criminal law experience that you don't even know what you don't know. And that's dangerous.
Please hold your applause, folks.
That's dangerous for the district attorney's office.
That is absolutely true.
That is a misrepresentation. You've never tried a case in Superior Court.
Folks, we're short on time. Please.
I'm not going to put up with it.
The primary is September 4th. To hear the full debate, visit WAMC.org. Reporting from the WAMC News Berkshire Bureau at the Beacon Cinema, I'm Josh Landes.